88.5 FM. It's Jeff Penfield here with you, joined live in studio by Jamie N. Commons. We've been playing a little bit of his song, Won't Let Go, a new single from an album that's going to be released. So very excited about that. Thank you so much, Jamie, for coming in and sharing some songs with us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thus far in your career, you haven't really gone with the typical full album cycle. You haven't done... Actually, this is technically your first album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, I've done an EP, a couple EPs before, a few years ago, and then after that, I kind of got into the music for TV and advertising, that kind of stuff, for a while, and writing songs for other people. So this is, I thought, you know, it's probably time to make my own album at this point. So this new project's called The Fever Dreams, and I found a new genre direction that I was really excited about doing. So it seemed right to loop all these songs into one project.
Yeah, speaking of the kind of new genre and direction, like you hear a lot of the early stuff. There's a lot of like throwback soul, a little bit of blues in there, some rockabilly, that, you know, just those kind of classic styles updated for the modern era. But this one seems like you had a little bit of a change. So what were some of the styles and musicians that influenced you as you started working on these songs?
It really came from a love of... This 80s style, which I always really liked, but it was always seen as a dark point in the history of music. You know, this kind of synthesizer 80s R&B soul kind of thing, like Steve Winwood, or on the classier end, I guess, like Peter Gabriel, and on the cheesier end, Phil Collins or something, and that whole, I really like Hall & Oates and all that kind of stuff. But now, you know, it's kind of come back into vogue, to the point where I was playing these songs to the record label, like, oh yeah, this is really hip now. I'm like, brilliant. I just waited long enough and this stuff's come back around. Now you got Weezer doing Toto Africa. Can you imagine telling Weezer in the late 90s they would rise back to stardom playing, they did another one recently, didn't they?
Oh, well, they have the whole album of covers now. They just released that like late last
they did
week.
Aha. How do you say over here?
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically it's great that everyone's likes this sound again now. As being a closet fan of this kind of cheesiness, it's come back now, and so I get to play around with synthesizers and write songs like that now, which is fantastic, and hopefully, you know, it's people will like it.
It's been a hard time living here out by myself. It's been a hard time caring now about someone else. It's when that curve gone left, I nearly lost my mind. It's been a long time coming, but I feel alright. I thought that I had broken free, now living for myself. I've been seeking medication now with someone else. And every time I think it's over, don't you come around? Racing through my mind and just bringing me down. These paper dreams, they still find a way to my heart. Oh, these years they keep tearing me apart. Now waste their words, really never seems to stop. No, that thought you're all that I need. I'm living paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams. Shaking just enough now, girl, to hold this line. I wish I had an affidavit now to know your mind. Well, it's a cold, cold world that I'm holding true. Meet me in the dark, babe, I don't want your truth. These paper dreams, they still find a way to my heart. Oh, these years, they keep tearing me apart. Now wasted words really never seems to stop. No, I thought you're all that I need. I'm living paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams, paper dreams.
So were there any challenges as you started to try to work on these songs, or did it just come naturally because you were such a fan and this was just like, look, this is the time for me to start putting this on paper and putting this on, I would say on tape, but you know, nowadays it's Pro Tools.
Right, right. Well, so, you know, I was doing, you know, music for TV and film, that kind of stuff. And a lot of the stuff that I was doing for that was very kind of like the older stuff that I released, like a song like Jungle with Ex-Ambassadors, where it's, you know, loud and kind of blues rocky, kind of smashy kind of thing. And basically, so that itch was being scratched on that side of it. So then I was kind of looking for another kind of side avenue to, you know, whatever, just to be creative in. And basically I got a synthesizer and was just messing around in it and that kind of stuff. And I was playing a few things and a few people were like, actually, I think that's, like for some reason this old voice you have works over this really shiny robot thing, you know. So I just kind of went from there really. And then I was like, once I got the okay, you can go do that, I was like, really? Brilliant. And then it was off to the races really, and you know, just song after song after song.
So what we've heard so far, is that pretty representative of most of the sounds we're gonna hear out of the album when it comes out?
I mean this one's very pop structured. There's some other ones that are a bit more you know, into that thing, because what I like about that genre as well, if you listen to like Peter Gabriel's So or something, there's just some really odd songs on there, even though it's one of, you know, a massive album. Or even, you know, another big one that comes up with us is Paul Simon Graceland, for some of those kind of just that kind of, it's around that sort of time, and even though it's a different kind of genre, it's just that kind of feel of it, of optimism, and the structures and the chords and everything in is quite experimental at the same time as being very pop. I mean, Steve Winwood, the same thing, you know, he's definitely not sticking to a normal kind of percussion set or all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't think we've gone as far out as some of those guys. You know, I don't think modern ears can quite go there with you these days. Or I don't think I'm capable of doing that probably. But we've been really experimental in some of this stuff and honed it back into as it's a pop project first and foremost though. So we're trying to hit that first, and then, but also kind of suggest that strangeness of those songs from the 80s.
This is in the end. Your early life ahead in hand is out of reach. So let's begin again. So if I can't change, then you can't change. But I can't change what you won't change. If you don't let go, then I won't let go. Oh, oh, my love, I'm not giving up. If you don't let go, then I won't let go. If you don't let go, then I won't let go. If you just show love, we will get there.
My love.
you've released pretty much a different version so far for the two songs, and it sounds like that might be the plan moving forward, is you have the acoustic version and the full mix version. And like, how do you feel about giving people different options in terms of what they can hear your music? Because you change the instrumentation of a song and it can change how the song comes out and how it's received as well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this is the plan of attack I've come up with this new project, The Fever Dreams. Is basically there's going to be, the main version, the acoustic version, and then like a remix version, which kind of can be anything. Like sometimes it'll be a dance thing, and sometimes it'll be like some weird, you know, spacey thing. Obviously, it's going to be changing depending on what suits the song. But the thought behind it is, as you said, it changes the mood of the whole song. And also, you know, I really like doing covers and stuff, so it's like, why not cover my own songs, you know? And so it's a bit of something for everyone. So for people like, oh, you know, I don't like the bright 80s things, like, well, here's, you know, I still think this is a good song in a basic context. You know, I think all great songs can be stripped back to their bare necessities. Joke about the song bare necessities then.
Well, that could still be something where, you know, you can see how a song almost developed too, which is interesting from, you know, a music fan standpoint. Is a lot of times we just see the final product. We hear all these overdubs and layers and you know, synthesized sounds. But, you know, what was it when it was in its infancy, when it was at its very start?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the main thrust, I think, of what we're trying to achieve with doing the different versions is showing the synthesis of the song and the root of it, you know, and how it can be such a big thing and can be such a small thing at the same time.
And right now you're also out on the road. You're with Jacob Banks. And are you currently doing stripped down sets for that? Is it a little more built up on stage?
Yeah, we're doing an acoustic tour at the moment. So it's me on acoustic and my friend Jeff on keyboards. Though we've got a few tricks up our sleeves, like vocoders and synths and stuff, to kind of blend it in. And as the set goes along, it goes from organic to a bit more of that kind of synthesized world. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's interesting because a lot of it kind of relates to modern production as well. Though that I suppose some younger people wouldn't realize that, you know, like the Kanye West vocoder, you know, this is a 50-year-old instrument almost, you know. So it's interesting using them, and it works in such a modern context, even though it's, you know, when I was growing up, you know, when I was before I was 20, the idea of a vocoder was so an ancient thing, where now it's like the most current thing. So it's really interesting incorporating that into some acoustic songs and all that, and seeing the reaction of, because Jacob has quite a large age in audience, you know, there's really young guys and girls, and like, and then, you know, like some older people as well. So it's interesting to see the different reaction to the different sounds across the whole age group there.
Got 100 million people in the world telling me what's wrong today. Feel they're all too busy talking to figure out just what they're trying to say. We lost sight of what it means to share the blame. Can we make a change? I wanna make a change. It's the agar man, I'll be fine. Fuck your pride side of this economy. He's got us feeling like we're free, and all we need to bleed our fellow brother dry. In this world, all I need is a little space to dream. I can feel it coming any day. Feel it coming any day. I can feel a change. Shots fired, I'm so tired of all the lies that you jeopardize this world of mine. Like anyone can be someone, but if you're young and sorry, son, you're gonna wait your place in line. In this world, all I need is a little space to dream. And I can feel it coming any day. Feel it coming any day. I can feel a change. I can feel a change. I can feel a change. I can feel it coming any day. I can feel a change coming my way.
Well, it's Jamie N. Commons working on or going to release a new album, Fever Dreams. We've got a song that we're playing called Won't Let Go. Thank you so much for coming on in today.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
It's 88.5 FM.